Charlie Kirk was preparing to go public with evidence linking Israeli operatives to a child trafficking network stretching from Washington, D.C. to Tel Aviv. Then, just 2 days later, he was dead. According to a longtime Turning Point USA donor and one of Charlie's closest friends, who has bravely decided to share what he knows, this was no random tragedy. It was a public execution, a warning to anybody who might dare to follow in his footsteps. The source, now terrified for his own life, says Kirk's dramatic U-turn on Israel in the final months before his death brought direct threats from powerful Jewish donors, and even Netanyahu's personal US security network. But it wasn't until Charlie discovered the ultimate betrayal, that his own wife was allegedly working as an Israeli agent tied to trafficking operations, that they decided he had to be silenced. Today's video is brought to you by VP.net, the only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state. VP.net is built to 100% block deep state actors from spying on you. Their military-grade hardware is impenetrable. Signing up to them also helps to keep my show on the air, so please visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. In the final months of his life, Charlie was chasing something bigger than politics. He'd started talking with whistleblowers and dissidents, including Carleen Georgescu, the former UN executive director whose Romanian presidential victory was stolen by the same global machine that runs the West. Through these conversations, Charlie said he finally understood how power really works. The networks, the blackmail, the sickening vice that holds the system together. He called it the hidden architecture. Global institutions stacked with predators and puppets. Men who traded influence like currency and innocence like a commodity. Charlie became obsessed with waking people up, pulling back the curtain and showing them what was really happening. But he knew the risks. And when he started digging deeper, he realized the corruption wasn't just out there, it was also close to home. This is where his story takes its darkest turn.
So Charlie writes in this group chat, just lost another huge Jewish donor, $2 million a year because we won't cancel Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. Somebody writes, ugh. Charlie writes, Jewish donors play into all of the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause.
For days, the mainstream media attack dogs tore into the story, calling it fake, mocking the source, and gaslighting the public into silence. But then, Turning Point USA themselves confirmed the messages were real. They didn't have to. Charlie had already said the same things on record and in his own words.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open-border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews. And now it's coming for Jews, and they're like, what on earth happened? And it's not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits. It's the movies. It's Hollywood. It's all of it. It's like, time for you guys to wake up and say no more. Draw a line in the sand. I don't care if you hate me.
The fact is, Charlie wasn't just questioning policy. He was digging into the root of global corruption. He was tracing the money, the networks, and the names behind the world's darkest trade, child trafficking. Hundreds of thousands of victims taken from the poorest corners of the globe and from war zones where chaos provides perfect cover, including those where Israel plays a central role, Ukraine among them. He demanded answers from Netanyahu himself, and that's when everything changed. Sources say the Israeli leadership began viewing Charlie as a liability, even a threat to Israel's future. Within Israeli political circles, Kirk was seen as a rising star, a man destined for the presidency. But a future Republican president who wasn't fully aligned with Israel? Who asked questions instead of obeying orders? Who understood Israel's role in the international child trafficking network supplying DC and Hollywood, not to mention numerous European capitals with young blood? That was something they could never allow.
One more thing, rather explosively. Three people told me off record. Two people who have this in a written communication from Charlie. One who is a Turning Point USA donor, and I would say very much one of the white knights in this. The very day before Charlie Kirk died, he expressed that he thought he was going to be killed. He told these people, I think they're going to kill me. Okay. He did not express that to me. So I am telling you this based off the testimony of three people. And I am saying this because I hope that these people who I think are good will be inspired to come forward with that.
According to whistleblowers deep inside Turning Point USA, there are more than three people who know the truth and hold the evidence Charlie uncovered. In his final weeks, he was preparing to launch a full internal audit after discovering financial irregularities. He'd already begun breaking away from the pro-Israel narrative he'd once pushed, knowing that move alone could get him killed. But what truly sealed his fate was what he found next: Israel's hidden role in global trafficking, and the unthinkable connection to his own wife. Now, we're going to hear from a Turning Point USA donor who says the evidence shattered Charlie, left him reeling in disbelief, yet more determined than ever to uncover the truth no matter the cost. But first, an important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some... what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Last month, the world was stunned by revelations about Erica Kirk's mysterious past, including her alleged ties to a NATO base in Romania, long accused by locals to be a hub of trafficking for underage children. Fact-checkers and mainstream media hacks rushed to discredit the story, twisting, deflecting, and doing everything they can to bury it. But then it happened. Footage surfaced of Erica Kirk herself smiling on camera, personally thanking Colonel Otto Buscher, the very man at the centre of the Romanian child trafficking allegations, thanking him for everything he'd done for her so-called child adoption agency.
In 2012, Erica Kirk, then Erica Francvi, competed in the 2012 Miss USA pageant as Miss Arizona, started working for Donald Trump, and then immediately after that went to Romania and posted this following video on her Vimeo page 12 years ago.
I believe that we all have angels in our lives, and these are my little angels from Antonio Placement Center in Constanța, Romania.
The person and the organization that she thanks at the end of that video, Colonel Buscher and Associa United Hands Romania, have proven ties to child trafficking at multiple different points of their time in Romania. According to ctnews.ro, Associa United Hands Romania had close ties with the U.S. military at the Black Sea Rotational Force 17.1 and at the Mihal Kogalsanu military base. Now, forgive me for these pronunciations. I don't speak Romanian. In this article from January of 2020 from activenews.ro, I translated it, so let me just read it to you. It says, a former translator from the American base in Kogalnisanu accuses a real brothel operated here where minors were brought in. The woman filed a criminal complaint with DICOT, D-I-I-C-O-T, requesting that the Kogalnisanu file be connected to the Carasal Develselu file. DICOT is the branch of the Romanian government that investigates organized crime.
Now, whistleblowers from inside Charlie's inner circle are coming forward, terrified, hiding, and speaking only through encrypted channels. They're backing up what we already know and revealing even more about the kind of information people are being killed for.
You know, I don't even know where to start. I watched him fall apart in those last few months. Not because he was crazy, because he was seeing too much. He was uncovering things that nobody in his position was ever supposed to touch. He used to tell me his wife was the best thing that ever happened to him. They met when he interviewed her for a media job. She was perfect. Bright, charming, magnetic. He thought he'd found his soulmate. But he didn't know about her past. That was the chapter she buried deep. And when it surfaced, it shattered him. I remember the night he called me, voice shaking. He said it straight out. I think she's part of it. I said, part of what? He said, the network. The same one I've been chasing. The same one tied into the wars, the border, the trafficking. All of it. He wanted to believe she could somehow love him and still be his handler. That's what he said. I still have the text. He was trying to make sense of the impossible. I told him he was too good a person, saw the good in people even when it wasn't there. But he wouldn't let it go. He kept digging. That's when he started talking about the Epstein files. He said those documents were the missing link, the proof that what he'd found wasn't isolated, that the trafficking, the blackmail, the political control, it all tied together. He was a Trump supporter, sure, but he kept saying, if Trump really stands for America, he needs to release the files, all of them. No redactions. The world needs the truth. He believed those files connected the dots, the border chaos, the international networks, the politicians on every side who were either compromised or complicit. He said once that if people saw what was in there, the world's power structure would collapse overnight. The last time we spoke, he sounded exhausted but calm, like a man who'd already made peace with what was coming. He told me he had everything backed up, and that if anything happened to him, I'd know where to look. We never got that far. A few days later, he was gone. I can't tell you exactly what he found, but I know this. He wasn't paranoid. He was right, and his death proves it.
From Erica Kirk's close ties to a man credibly accused in the Romanian press of child sex trafficking, to her mother's quiet seat on the board of a company funneling TPUSA user data to Israel, the pattern is becoming impossible to ignore. A new threat has emerged. The elites are no longer content with influencing elections or shaping narratives. They're waging war on humanity itself through the weaponization of information and data.
With the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly, if you so desire, and if you're willing to take the risks, because every system can be hacked. Our airplanes, our hospitals, our cars, our banks, actually the most important word here is our data banks. They can be hacked.
Israel isn't only blackmailing Congress, controlling the feds, and paying US influencers to AstroTurf. They've seized global control of VPNs, the very tools people trust to hide their most private activities. And the most chilling part? Most people don't realize the danger they're in. When Netanyahu talks about data banks, he wasn't talking about spreadsheets or savings accounts. He was talking about VPNs, the reservoir of the world's secrets, the vault where people have been led to believe they're safe. Unfortunately, the vault has been cracked open. Three of the six most popular VPNs in the world, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access, are owned by one single Israeli company, Cape Technologies. Its roots trace back to CrossRider, a malware distributor notorious for hijacking people's devices. And its staff? Packed with former Israeli intelligence agents, the very people who built Israel's most powerful surveillance tools. We're talking about veterans of Unit 8200, Israel's NSA on steroids, masters of hacking, blackmail, and mass surveillance. They created Pegasus and Cellebrite, spyware used to spy on thousands of dissidents around the world, including Jamal Khashoggi. We're also talking about the Dovdadin Unit, Israel's undercover death squad. Commandos trained to infiltrate, disguise themselves, and carry out assassinations. These aren't just names, they're written into the resumes of Cape CEOs, developers, and financiers. The founder, Teddy Sagi, is one of Israel's richest men. A convinced fraudster who bankrolls the IDF and brags about placing ex-agents into his companies. These are the very people you're paying to protect your privacy. It's not just a sick joke, it's a punchline. And you're the one they're laughing at. The truth is simple. The legacy VPN industry is broken. Built on blind trust, it's been corrupted and compromised. If you're paying for a legacy VPN, cancel your subscription right now. It's time to sweep this junk tech away. Because in 2025, you can't afford to rely on just trust. A breakthrough has arrived. One that changes everything. Just like blockchain replaced middlemen in finance, cryptographic networking is about to wipe out the old VPN industry completely. VP.net was created in 2025, built from the ground up to be verifiable, transparent, and unstoppable. Unlike legacy VPNs, every connection is protected by a mathematically verifiable cryptographic shield. So no third party, not even VP.net itself, can see or log your data. It's faster, it's mathematically unhackable, and it's built for the new era, where privacy isn't a luxury, it's survival. So protect yourself today. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV. It's just $5 a month to shut Big Brother's eyes for good. And here's the best part. Your membership doesn't just protect you. It helps fund the world's first open source, independently audited privacy network, powered by the people, not corporations. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV. Don't trust, verify. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.